is Phoenix Price reporting for WKLM here at the Holmes County Fair, and I am here with Mr. Zach Rorick, the director of the Highland Marching Band. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. And your kids just performed here on the green. Tell us about your set and how you think it went.
Our set is a combination of our field show tunes and our parade rotation. So we performed today Seven Nation Army and Sousa Spectacular, which are two among many tunes that we're doing that we're going to filter into our parade rotations for some variety. And then we finished off with our three show tunes, which are Superman theme, Spider-Man theme, and the Avengers theme. And overall, it went very well. Our band camp ended a week and a half ago, so other than our Cedar Point performance, which was also about a week and a half ago, they were coming into this a little bit dry, but they really put their A game into it and warmed up well, performed well, and I was very pleased.
Amazing. And what do you expect to see from these kids this upcoming season, especially since Highland doesn't have a football team to march for?
Yeah, we expect great things. This is a very young group. It's probably about half eighth graders, but it wouldn't seem like that after listening to them, because you know they've been training so hard over the past couple of weeks, and it's a young group, but it's a very good and ambitious group, and they just eat and breathe bands, a lot of these kids, which is awesome. And even though we don't have a football team to do like the Friday nights, where we have a couple of field show performances at the Garraway show on August 29th, and then we're going to be at Norwayne. I forget the date off the top of my head, but Norwayne has a band show that we'll be at as well. And then trying to get to as many parades throughout the season as we can in Sugar Creek and Holmes County, of course. We have our Circleville trip that we go to every year in October. So, and then hopefully more throughout the next couple of years, keep adding more parades to the schedule.
Yes, and I know that it is the West Holmes Music Boosters manning the booths today, but just music boosters in general, why are organizations like band and music boosters so important to these kids?
Yeah, it's very important because it gets parent involvement. That's the one of the biggest things is getting the advocacy out, getting the word out about what we're doing, not just from a curricular standpoint in the classroom, but from a like emotional development standpoint and organizational development. Like all of those type of life skills are really taught heavily on the instrumental side. And just getting that awareness out to the parents and getting them involved in that skill development and such is awesome. And then, of course, the fundraising piece of it is also crucial, that, you know, the school provides us with a nice budget throughout the year, but then to be able to go above and beyond that and really make the sky the limit as far as budgeting is concerned through a parents booster organization, that's really just the icing on top.
Well, I won't take up too much more of your time. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
This was Phoenix Price reporting for WKLM here at the Holmes County Fair.